Officer Vic, Hot Talk 560, KSFO. Flight 93 was traveling from Newark, New Jersey to San Francisco when hijackers took it over with a likely goal of crashing it into the White House or the Capitol. The official 9/11 commission reports that hijackers crashed the plane as passengers tried to wrest control of the cockpit. We know this story. We have local people involved in it. And former Secretary of State Colin Powell and former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge are going to be at the Western Pennsylvania crash site for the 8th anniversary of that situation.
Remember the words, let's roll.
Let's roll. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Last words heard from the plane on a cell phone conversation when a group of the men decided the only chance we have is to go to that cockpit, get in, and fight it out with them.
And they almost got it done.
Yeah.
I mean, it, truly a heroic...
And they kept the plane from crashing into the Capitol or the White House. Instead, it went straight into the ground there in Pennsylvania.
Hmm. Wow. San Francisco prosecutors say they won't seek the death penalty for a suspected gang member charged in the 2008 shooting deaths of a father and his two sons. That means Edwin Ramos will, at most, serve life in prison without parole if convicted of killing 48-year-old Tony Bologna and his sons, 20-year-old Michael and 16-year-old Matthew. San Francisco prosecutors not seeking the death penalty in that case.
Thank you for calling my attention to this piece of news, by the way. It's certainly relevant here on 9/11.
Oh, yes.
Dateline, Islamabad, Pakistan. Pakistan police say a Swede once held at Guantanamo Bay has now... He was released.
He was released. Go
He's now been arrested in Pakistan over terror links. And this bunch of addled-brained, sophomoric morons we have running this country want to turn loose some more of these people. They're incapable of learning. They're absolutely incapable of learning.
Of course these people are going to go back to their terrorist activities. They believe it. They believe
that's their highest commitment, exactly.
And they keep telling
us that.
That's
more important to them.
And we don't. We can't wrap our arms around it. We can. Yeah. Oh no, we'll sit and we'll negotiate with them. Yeah. All right. Oakland police holding a suspected gang member after shots were fired outside a funeral home. Officers arrested the 17-year-old male suspect after shots were fired from a passing car around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon during a viewing for a 15-year-old homicide victim. Police recovered a gun. The name of the suspect not released. All right, to the roadways. And once again, AutoZone's in on this. It's a major problem. South King Road in both directions at Saraland closed. Crews making repairs to that broken water main there. And an accident, Pleasanton, 580 westbound after 680. Injuries involved, motorcycle down. Livermore, 580 westbound before Vasco. It's a vehicle. It ended up in the third lane from the left, and drivers are coming to it very fast from the Altamont, so look out for that. Livermore, 580 westbound before Vasco. Adding new spark plugs can boost engine performance and improve mileage up to 30%. Now at AutoZone. Save $1.25 on Autolite Platinum spark plugs after mail-in rebates. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today. Officer Vic, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Did you hear that goofy college girl on the network newscast there, you know?
Yeah.
Castigating Cheney as a torturer, and he'll be indicted, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, perfect illustration of the kind of product America's universities are turning out, totally brainwashed by a bunch of wild-eyed radicals who run America's education system. I mean, somebody that stupid is absolutely incurable. I don't know what the hell you do with them, but they're absolutely incurable. The dumbness has... Their brains have been steeped in it for so long, they're incapable of rational thought.
Well, and parents have to take a certain amount of responsibility because you have to look at what happens in your local school system.
Exactly.
Your local school district, you got to visit there, you got to go to teachers' nights, you got to see what's up on the walls, what kind of, you know, greeny stuff's going on and what kind of history is being misrepresented. and you can see it on the walls in the school classrooms.
And you can bet that today, 9/11 is a day to celebrate universal brotherhood and greening mm-hmm. and community service. No, damn it. It's a day to rededicate ourselves to determination to track down every Islamist murderer we can find on the planet and kill them. Oh, it's shocking. You want to kill people? You're damn right I want to kill people. Recalling 8 years ago, and again, it was about this time of day, mm-hmm. we were talking with a guy who is still a frequent guest on this program, columnist DeRoy Murdoch.
That's right.
Of National Review. DeRoy had, I think still has, an apartment very near the World Trade Center, facing the World mm-hmm. Trade Center. And we're talking about other stuff in the news because the story hadn't really developed at that point. We knew something bad was going down, but we still didn't know precisely what it was. So anyway, I'm talking with DeRoy Murdoch.
Syndicated columnist DeRoy Murdoch was scheduled to be a guest on the program this morning, obviously. We're not going to take any time away from our coverage of the events in New York and Washington, but Mr. Murdoch is in New York, lives not far from the World Trade Center, and I understand you saw one of the aircraft just before the impact. Is that right, Mr. Murdoch?
That's right. I was sitting on my balcony editing an article about 8:45 this morning, and I saw a plane go overhead headed towards the southwest, and normally the planes here go due north up the Hudson River, and I thought, my God, that guy's probably having terrible mechanical problems. I hope he can make an emergency landing at Newark. And I didn't hear an explosion, but a few minutes later I saw smoke, and I kind of wondered if the two were related. But, again, there was no big noise, so I just sat down to work on an article, and then somebody called about 9:05 saying the World Trade Center blew up, and I said, you're joking. Said, no, turn on the TV, and I clicked it on and saw what everyone else is seeing right now.
So this would have been the first plane then?
I believe this was the first plane, and then, of course, the second one happened about 20 minutes after that.
Were you able to identify the type of aircraft?
I'm not an expert on specific planes, but it looked might carry about 150 people. It was not a 747 or DC-10, more like a 737, something about this size. I heard a 767, but about the size of a 737 is what I'd say.
Could you hear the second tower collapsing?
I did not, no. In fact, I was on University Place, which is two blocks west of me, and I saw obviously lots of spectators watching, people with looks of horror on their faces, and I came back in and turned it on and saw the footage of it collapsing. If I'd stayed out there another few minutes, I would have seen it with my own eyes.
All right, Mr. Murdoch.
Second explosion at the Pentagon. We're just under full frontal assault here at the moment.
Yeah. It so appears. Mr. Murdoch, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good luck to you and everyone else involved in this disaster.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That's syndicated columnist DeRoy Murdoch. This is Hot Talk 560 KSFO. We'll continue with our ABC News coverage now.
Okay.
Boy.
And then, a little later, it was time for the business report, which comes then, as now, mm-hmm. hourly from the Wall Street Journal. And Jeff Bellinger was reporting that particular morning. And Wall Street Journal, again, the New York facility very near the World mm-hmm. Trade Center. And anyway, we were talking with him, and he was telling us what they're was to be seen from his vantage point.
I'm in Jeff Bellinger of the Wall Street Journal. Jeff, how far is the Journal building from the World Trade Center?
We're actually diagonally across the street from the Trade Center.
All right. We see the video monitor with pictures of smoke just billowing out of one of the buildings there.
That's pretty much what we can see.
And now, what is this about? Maybe an airplane hit it? What's the story?
Local TV reports have just come across that a plane crashed into Tower 2 of the World Trade Center. This appears to be it hit somewhere in the upper floors of the Tower 2. I believe the views you're seeing on TV are looking from the north, looking south. Our view of the Trade Center is from the south, looking north, so we're actually seeing a little more on the TV monitors. I can tell you that the street outside our offices is littered with debris. Firefighters and rescue personnel are responding. We heard one transmission from New York City Fire Control asking that every ambulance in the city respond to this area.
Well, how long ago did this happen, Jeff?
We heard the crash right after I came out of the studio from doing your report, so it would have been about 12, 13 minutes ago. and sent us all to the windows. The windows in our newsroom actually don't look in the direction of the Trade Center, so we really didn't see anything. But one of my co-workers came in from the other side of the building and called our attention to what had happened. We went out that way. There's a lot of debris, and some co-workers have seen body parts in the streets. Just a very upsetting scene.
Horrific.
Right now.
It sounds absolutely horrific.
There's a big hole in the side of that building. So this,
yes, there is.
If it was a plane, it apparently was not a small plane.
Yeah, no word exactly.
Either that or it was a plane carrying explosives with it,
right.
Which I guess, considering the fact that there has been a terrorist attack on the World Trade Center before, is not incomprehensible. You know, I'm just speculating, but there is a big hole in the side of that sucker, so it was a pretty good-sized plane. Let me see.
Yeah.
Well, we have one witness saying it was a twin-engine plane, which, you know, that could be anything up to a 767 and down to an old Piper,
sure,
Apache, so that in itself doesn't say a whole lot. But
if the plane just recently just took off from one of the area airports, it may have been loaded with fuel as well. So.
Yeah. But
and what was the nature of the plane's path just before it went into the building? In other words, was it heading straight toward it, or was it making an obvious attempt to veer away? Or, you know, that would tell a great deal about what,
sure,
you
clearly don't have any visibility problems there this morning, because we're looking at blue skies and not a cloud in the sky.
It is a beautiful morning weather-wise.
I mean, once upon a time, a plane in World War II, I think it was, a bomber crashed into the Empire State Building, but that was a weather thing. They had no visibility, but it's clear day. So it would have happened there in New York at about 8:45, which means, I guess, not only would there have been a lot of people on the street below, but probably a lot of people would work in that building by then.
Yes, that would certainly be a fair assumption.
One thing that we're not seeing, though, is water being poured on the fire yet. I'm wondering how they're going to
get up there.
Yeah.
Well, if they're going to get any water there, they're going to get it from the inside, not from outside, not up at that altitude.
Yeah.
Or from other planes, from a sky firefighter kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah, the only way to fight fires in a high rise that high is through standpipes, and at this point, of course, there's no way of knowing whether the standpipes themselves were damaged.
Boy, there is a big, big hole in that building. And if it was a small plane that went in...
It looks like a hole on two sides of the...
Yeah, it does. It does. It looks like whatever went through just went in at a diagonal angle blew out a big hole on that side, but blew out a big hole diagonally opposite on the adjacent side of the building. So, I don't know. But if that was a small plane, my first speculation would be that was done on purpose by somebody who loaded it up with explosives and did one of those suicide bombing things. But again, there's pure speculation on my part, but I'm just going by what I see up there. And if somebody says it's a small plane, a little plane wouldn't do that much. I mean, it wouldn't do that much damage.
Yeah.
And the hole in that thing is several floors.
Yeah.
Several floors high and wide.
Interesting. Wow.
Historic perspective. Yeah. Still trying to figure things out at that point. That is the day, 8 years ago today, America's television networks built their own monument to sheer gutlessness, apparently afraid that sensitive Americans' feelings couldn't handle the worst of the bad news, except for a couple of fleeting instances that were not repeated.
Mm-hmm.
The television networks did not show one of the most horrifying aspects of that day. In the burning World Trade Center, people with no way of escape were deliberately jumping to their deaths. And today, there is a still photograph on the opening page of Luciann.com, a photograph taken that day. It's Luciane, Luciann.com, and there's a photograph, and it shows, and I remember seeing the video of this.
Oh, yeah.
A man and woman held hands and leaped off the roof of the building to their death, preferring that to being burned to death. And if you can see it there in the photograph. And if you look to the right side of the photograph where smoke is pouring out of the building, you see another man who has chosen to jump. And the dungheads who run our television networks apparently decided Americans shouldn't see this. So it was shown only very briefly, and to my knowledge, never again. That should be shown over and over and over all day today as an antidote for this idiotic Obama nonsense about, oh, we've got to turn this into a day of national service. It's going to be a green holiday, blah, blah, blah.
Mortifying.
I don't think
I
have to speculate about their motivation for what they're trying to do. I think you can figure it out for yourself. It's 22 minutes after 6 already. Bay Area weather today, mostly sunny, some patchy morning fog. 60s to upper 70s along the coast, 80s to mid-90s well inland. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a little cooler with a slight chance of showers. It is Friday if it's payday for you. Remember our motto. Take the money and run. It's the KSFO morning program. We have the usual cast. However, we'd rather not mention our names any more than is absolutely necessary because we are in the witness protection program. The A's and the Giants hit the day off, but Colorado won, so they moved up another half game. What is it now, 4.5?
4.5, yep.
Games ahead of the Giants for the wild card. This morning's diet of brain food includes a warning about how Obamacare absolutely would deprive you of much of your own decision-making power about your own health. That'll be coming up shortly after 7. That was a litany of lies in his speech the other night. The congressman from South Carolina was absolutely right. Okay, I understand civility and all of that crap. There is a time to call liars liars. And when and where better than on national television? We'll have the congressman, by the way, his position statement on that coming up a little bit later. But he was right. Obama was lying. And the long and short of it is this. Oh, it's in the bill. We mustn't have illegal aliens freeloading on the health care system, except it's full of loopholes a mile wide.
Oh, yeah.
Because, there's no enforcement mechanism. And when the Republicans introduced not one but two amendments to close that loophole, the Democrats voted it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. Obama was lying. The congressman was telling the truth. More about that a little bit later. In the 8 o'clock hour this morning, Congressman Ernest Istook with observations about other dangerous parts of the Obama agenda to destroy America. Ernest Istook, you know, he must be smart, O.V.
Yeah, why is that?
Because he's a former radio talk show host.
Oh, well, then, of course. He's
well, certainly.
Steep tradition there.
Yeah, what else do you need to know? Come on. Now, if you're caught up in the morning commute, grip the wheel and pay attention to Ossifer Vic right here.
That's right. If you're at the approaching the S-curve, our motto, grip the wheel, close your eyes, and floor it, comes into play. No, that's just a joke. Livermore, 580 westbound before Vasco. Disabled vehicle there. It's in the third lane from the left. And folks coming on it real fast right there from the Altamont Pass. Now to San Jose, South King Road in both directions. This is Saralyn Road. This is where they're fixing that water main. And an accident in Novato Bell, Marin Keys Boulevard at Nave Drive. Somebody's blocking the intersection there, and the Novato police are taking care of it, saying, move along, would you, is basically what their message is there. You know a student who would like to get their assignment typed in one-third the time? Dragon. Naturally speaking, speech recognition software turns talk into type with 99% accuracy. Special prices available for a limited time at voicesofdragon.com, Staples, or Amazon. Officer Vic, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Lee Rogers on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's 9-11. I just got an email from Tom, obviously a retired pilot, who says, John Oganowski, the captain of the first 767 involved in 9-11, was a fellow worker and friend. Mm. We flew Europe together for some years before I retired. I still have a physical reaction when I visualize a crazed raghead bursting into his otherwise peaceful cockpit and slitting his throat. John was a competent, pleasant pilot, family man, lieutenant colonel in the reserves, and one of those who made a trip a pleasure. I will fly the flag that covered my dad's casket in John's honor today. Contempt gives way to hatred as I contemplate what's happening in this country now. I suspect Tom's sentiments are shared by quite a few people. It's Hot Talk 560 KSFO, and Big Buck will join us with the stock market report very shortly.
KSFO invites you to improve your financial IQ by listening to Greg O'Donnell. Greg's program, Money Matters, can be heard exclusively Saturday afternoons from noon to 1 p.m. Nothing's as intimidating as money, but Greg O'Donnell wants to help you simplify complicated financial situations. Greg's committed to walking you through these challenging economic times. Call in and ask Greg how to improve your personal finances. Tune in to Money Matters, Saturdays from noon to 1 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit Visa.com/GoBiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
I have an item here.
Yes.
Which suggests to me sanity does reign in some parts of the world. I don't know about you, OV. I hate to have to wear a shirt and tie. I mean, I absolutely... And I have worked at radio stations where management insisted that people on the air always wear a suit. And why?
Exactly.
I'm sitting here alone in a room talking to an electronic beer can. What difference does it make what I wear? As a matter of fact, when I went to work for the CBS station up in Seattle, my 1 year Seattle sabbatical, they had a dress code for on the air people, and yes, jacket and tie.
Huh.
And I heard about this before I signed a contract and got an exclusion. Saying, no, I'm not going to do that. You want me to work here? You know, throw that out, forget about it. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
And they did. But some people looked at me suspiciously because of that.
Troublemaker, rabble-rouser.
We had one old senior executive at that station. Honest to God, this is the truth. If I'm walking down a corridor toward him, he would duck into the first open office door. So he didn't have to meet me. Because I would greet him very, you know, in a jovial manner.
Sure.
Hi, Joe or Fred or whatever the hell his name was. How are you? And he would cringe. He thought I was going to strike him with my fist or something. But he would literally duck into any office with an open door to keep from having to see. He's not wearing a jacket and tie. He's not one of us.
I must shield my eyes from him. Oh, that's great.
Anyway, this is all preface to a news item from the nation of Bangladesh, which is a poor country.
Yes.
They have an energy shortage. They have a shortage of everything in Bangladesh except poverty. But the electric power system fails regularly, with blackouts being a frequent event. In other words, much like California, only more so. Anyway, the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, and I believe the Prime Minister is a woman, I believe.
Huh.
You can check this out, OV.
Okay.
Google Bangladesh. Anyway, the Prime Minister has ordered male government employees to stop wearing suits, jackets, and neckties, because that would cut down on the need for air conditioning in government buildings, And thermostats in those buildings are not to be set below 75 degrees. That strikes me as rational.
It does.
Sensible.
Makes sense.
And, of course, we're not accustomed to rationality and sensibility in our government leaders. We've lost that. We lost that a long time ago. Big Buck is ready with the numbers. All right, here he is from the Wall Street Journal. The market's been open 4 minutes. How are we starting the day, Buckaroo?
Sensible government in one sentence? Nah, impossible.
I know, it's a rare thing.
Yes, exactly. Mixed bag right now. We have the Dow down 7 points, 96.20. NASDAQ off by 2, and the S&P up just a little bit. Crude oil at $72.49 a barrel, and that's up almost 1%. Speaking of Earl, import prices spiked 2% in August as the cost of oil rose. The increase, twice what analysts expected, was the fifth rise in the last 6 months. Santa Clara's National Semiconductor posted sharply lower quarterly results after the markets closed yesterday, but the chipmaker's profit easily topped Wall Street estimates, and National Semi said it's seeing increased demand from industrial markets. Stock in National Semiconductor down a little more than 2%. FedEx raised its earnings outlook. Stock in FedEx, now that's up more than 5%. And it's reported Delta Airlines, the world's biggest carrier, is in talks to invest in Japan Airlines and become its top shareholder. Delta, let me see, what are you doing there? Delta's up a little more than 0.5%.
Good, but maybe they'll use a better quality of Oshibori towel.
Yes, and we can use that in a lot of airlines. Yes, sure. Absolutely.
Delta does a pretty nice job by the standards of American flag carriers anyway. Japan Airlines is a great airline.
Is it? I've never been on a JAL, no.
Really good.
You've been to JAIL, though. We know that.
You know, that's okay. You, sir, are not a gentleman. Once again, the Dow.
Arigato gozaimasu. Hi!
God, help me, please. The Dow down 4 points, NASDAQ down one, and the S&P 500 up one. So there. I'm Buck McQuillan at the Wall Street Journal on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
A CBS affiliate reported that an identity theft ring in Jackson was sentenced recently. Investigators say one member worked at Morgan Chase Bank in Madison, taking personal information from students calling about college loans and then charging thousands of dollars on merchandise. I've had my own identity stolen twice, and that's why I want to tell you about LifeLock. What does it cost when your identity is stolen? Well, it can cost you money, obviously. And hours away from your real life while you're trying to repair the damage, plus it can cost your reputation. If someone like LifeLock isn't looking out for you, who's left to clean up the mess? You are. Remember, credit monitoring won't help protect you from identity theft or help fix the damage. Don't settle for credit monitoring when you can have LifeLock for just $10 a month. When you call 1-800-878-0056, and use the promo code LEE, you'll save an additional 10% off your LifeLock membership. 1-800-878-0056. Call and help protect your identity today. Now, O.V.
Yes?
Driving from the back seat. It's remarkable. He's a multi-talented individual doing all of that and keeping an eye on the traffic sitch for you.
That's right. I used to be the guy in the back end of the fire truck with that steering wheel back there. You can't affect change back there. You can just mop up.
Whip it around the corner.
That's about it. Chevy brings you this. A major problem in San Jose, South King Road in both directions at Saralyn. This is the broken water main sitch. We have a hazard in San Jose on 85 northbound at 87. Large pieces of debris. Somebody is saying maybe it's a washer and a dryer, a table, or something like that, blocking the far right lane. San Jose, 85 northbound at 87. And a stall, Castro Valley, 580 eastbound at 238, is in the far right lane, which is still closed from overnight road work. I'm looking for some bridge information here for you. And as far as the Bay Bridge goes, no problems to report. Metering lights off right now. Chevy is on eBay. Now you can make the offer you want or the car you want, whatever you want. Their best cars, your best offer. Go to Chevy.ebay.com. See participating California dealers for details. Take delivery by September 30th of this year. Officer Vic, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Lee Rogers on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, we all know it is not civil to call the president a liar in the middle of one of his endless speeches to a joint session of Congress. Just for a little perspective, the congressman from South Carolina who shouted, "You lie," as Obama was saying that illegal aliens would not be able to take advantage of the Democrats' health care plan. He was on with Sean and talking about the access to free health care by illegal aliens.
In fact, they could get the insurance, they could get the benefits, they could get the subsidies. And the reason I know this is because I serve on a committee where we considered amendments, and then I followed the amendments on other committees, the Energy and Commerce, on Ways and Means. And I noticed that the Democrats had defeated the amendments that would provide for enforcement and the verification of citizenship. And so when the president said this, I knew what he was saying was not accurate.
Or to put it another way, it was a lie. Now, again, for perspective, were Republicans rude to Obama Wednesday night? Is that unprecedented? Here's a little memory check for Democrat hypocrites. I'm sorry, it's redundant to say Democrat hypocrites, isn't it? Anyway, President George W. Bush, President Bush number one, was booed and heckled by... No, I'm sorry, Bush number two, George W. Bush, not H.W., was booed and heckled by Democrats at his 2005 State of the Union address. And during last year's Democrat campaign for the presidential nomination, Barack Obama, speaking to reporter Richard Wolff of Newsweek, said former President Bill Clinton was, quote, peddling bald-faced lies. That's what Obama said about another president.
Mm.
But now, of course, the two-faced, phony Democrats are pretending to be just scandalized that a Republican congressman accurately called Barack Obama a liar. I mean, was the term double standard invented by Democrats? They certainly make the most use of it.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Here is something else to consider, too, at the apparently endless discussions of the health care plan. Thomas Sowell, who, by the way, I wrote in for president in the last election. I knew Obama would be a disaster, and I couldn't stand McCain. Sanctimonious. Anyway, Thomas Sowell, applying common sense as usual, offers a cautionary note on the timing of Obama's so-called reform of health care. He says he tried to rush Congress into passing a massive government takeover of the nation's medical care before the August recess and tried to get past a program that wouldn't take effect. And you don't hear about this. And the Republicans are too bleeping dumb to really make an issue of it. It wouldn't take effect until the year 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And as Thomas Sowell says, if the urgency to pass the medical care legislation was to deal with a problem immediately, then why postpone the date when it goes into effect for years? More specifically, here's the point.
Yes.
Until the year after the next presidential election. If this is such an urgently needed program, why wait for years to put it into effect? And if the public is going to benefit from this, why not let them experience those benefits before the next presidential election. The whole piece by Thomas Sowell is on the web at realclearpolitics.com. I think it's still up there. Good. And Nancy Pelosi is saying, well, we could squeeze $500 million out of Medicare expenses by getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. Wait a minute.
What?
Why do we need another piece of legislation before that can be done? If Medicare is wasting $500 billion on waste, fraud, and abuse, one of the favorite cliches of desperate politicians, why not fix it now?
Sure.
Why not put a stop to this?
And they say they're going to take $500 million, and no services will be sacrificed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be just the same.
Sure, sure. Here is something new to save the planet. Since this is now supposed to be a green holiday, having nothing to do with Muslim terrorism, it's supposed to be a green holiday. We should, I guess, give a passing note to this. Something new to save the planet. Environmentally conscious women can get a new hand-cranked vibrator. I am not making this up.
Well, we don't want to dump batteries into the ecosystem.
The eco-sex toy called the Earth Angel. Yes. The Earth Angel uses a small wind-up handle to power up rechargeable batteries inside. Now, if it works like rechargeables that I have in several electronic devices, they say you can recharge them up to 1,000 times.
Wow.
Think of the fun
out
of 1,000 charges. Says this device had originally been planned as a sex aid for the third world, where batteries and electricity supplies are unreliable, and women are believed to be deprived of sufficient orgasms as a result.
There's a sentence for you. Deprived of sufficient orgasms.
You can't make up stuff like this.
No, no, no.
This is actual, true news. The Irish manufacturers, well, the Irish do have a sense of humor,
yes,
have been swamped with inquiries after displaying the vibrator at an electronics fair in Linz, Austria this week. I'm telling you, you can't make up stuff like this.
No.
It's just...
Let me get that all cranked up here. Ready.
And Harvey, get out. I don't need you. It's 12 minutes before 7 o'clock.
You're waking up with Lee Rogers on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. What rational adult human beings knew all along is now becoming abundantly clear. All of those kisses planted on the trim, muscular buttocks of Vladimir Putin didn't work. He is, of course, the real power in Russia, and Mr. Putin has let Barack Obama know that his country, Russia, will not support any sanctions on Iran to try to pressure that country into dropping the work on nuclear weapons. So another Obama fantasy is dissolving in the acid of real-world politics. As far as Obama's so-called deadline of this month, of September, for Iran to face sanctions, that ain't going to happen. And only a fool would have ever expected it would. One more thing here before we drop the subject, at least for a few minutes.
Yes.
Your call. Your call. Whose opinion would you trust more when it comes to protecting this country against terrorism? Would you choose the opinion of a longtime CIA counterterrorism agent who has worked in that business, or Mr. Wonderful Barack Obama, the anti-terror specialist in question is Michael Shuler, who tells Newsmax, the U.S. is still in terrible shape in the fight against terrorism, and that President Obama, and I quote, doesn't have a clue about the realities of world terrorism. And he goes on to say further, I think, speaking of Obama, he really is a man who doesn't have much interest in America. He appears to be more concerned with what the world thinks of him.
Mm-hmm.
Unquote.
I like the last line of the story, too, where he says, my dad used to say, beware of men who like to show off in front of children. And I think the president's discussion with school children on Tuesday is a good example of a man to be aware of. Beware
mm-hmm.
of. Beware of men who like to show off in front of children.
Be careful. Be wary and beware. Ovi, what's up on the roads?
All right, here is a hazard. Healdsburg 101 northbound after Dry Creek. Object on the roadway, piece of debris in the left lane there.
Was on a pile of debris that I found her.
Vallejo 37 westbound between Walnut Avenue and what's up by the Mare Island Bridge there. Two lanes merged to one, and it's slow going. This is brought to you by AutoZone, by the way. The bridge, I mean, we have eight of them in the Bay Area, and all of them are functioning well here. The Bay Bridge is the one I had intended to tell you about. Metering lights are off this morning. And a stall 24 eastbound at the Caldecott. Eastbound. Adding new spark plugs can boost engine performance and improve mileage up to 30%. Now at AutoZone, save $1.25 on Autolite Platinum spark plugs after mail-in rebate. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today. Officer Vic, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Lee Rogers on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
An upcatch on the wonderful world of sports. Giants and the A's had the day off yesterday, but Colorado did play, and they beat Cincinnati. So the Rockies now have a 4.5 game lead over the Giants for the wild card. Colorado has now won 7 in a row. Matt Cain pitches for the Giants tonight as the Dodgers come to town. Oh, I forgot to say it. The hated Dodgers.
Dodgers. Mm-hmm.
And Mortensen will be on the mound for the A's tonight at Minnesota. In the NFL opener last night, the Steelers beat Tennessee in overtime 13-10. And a big college game, a good one too. Georgia Tech beat Clemson 30-27. Richard Seymour is still a no-show for the Raiders. No official word as to why. Meantime, the Raiders have re-signed defensive tackle Williams Joseph, the guy they cut when they made the deal to get Seymour from the Patriots. But he hasn't turned up yet. San Francisco's Emerald Bowl football game, the Emerald Bowl, which has been known to be attended by dozens of people.
Wow.
The bowl has renewed its deal with the Pac-10, but instead of the ACC, the opponent next time will come from either the WAC or Army or Navy. And another NASCAR merger, Richard Petty Motorsports and Yates Racing will run four Fords on the circuit next year. Dodge is out at Petty. The drivers will be Paul Menard, Casey Kane, Elliot Sadler, and A.J. Allmendinger, and that leaves out Bobby Labonte, former NASCAR champion, and Reed Sorensen, and that's sports.
This is Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. I'm Rush Limbaugh.